Hello and welcome to the first installment of the Jones and Bartlett Learning podcast series. We're talking today with George Posar, the author of the best-selling textbook, Legal Aspects of Healthcare Administration. George Posar has over 15 years' experience as a hospital surveyor for the Joint Commission, during which time he surveyed over 1,000 hospitals and ambulatory sites. He is also the former vice president of corporate affairs at Episcopal Health Services in Hempstead, New York. Mr. Posar holds an MBA in healthcare administration from the George Washington University. Just published in its 11th edition, Legal Aspects of Healthcare Administration is known for its straightforward, jargon-free approach and has served as a practical guide for over 10,000 students in programs of healthcare administration. Mr. Posar, thank you for joining us today. You wrote the first edition of Legal Aspects of Healthcare Administration in 1979. What inspired you to write it?
Good question, Bill. As you know, I was a CEO at a hospital in New York when I received an anxious phone call from an alumnus friend from GW in D.C. He asked me to teach a course in health law. My first question was, why me? He said he had a lawyer who was going to teach the course, but then he backed out at the last minute. After talking about the course for a while, he said he actually preferred a CEO who could provide the practical application of the law in the hospital setting. Always having an interest in the law and working closely with various lawyers in the hospital, I said that I would. Word spread by my nurses in various degree programs. As a result, over the next several years, I was teaching night courses and seminars in five colleges and universities in the New York area. I was not particularly impressed by the texts that were available at the time for students. However, to make a long story short, I eventually wrote a legal text by tying in real-life experiences and case studies. I was well aware of the day-to-day legal and ethical issues and was able to marry that knowledge with my experience. And again, in short, I was inspired to write this text because of the need for students to better understand the legal and ethical issues that they will face during their professional careers.
Why is the study of the legal aspects of healthcare important for those pursuing a degree in health administration?
Bill, there are nearly 100,000 deaths annually in the United States due to medical errors. Not only is there a cost in human life, but many Americans have no insurance due to some extent the billions of dollars expended as a result of these mistakes and the costly litigation that follows, as well as the agony the caregiver suffers in experiencing a lawsuit. Schools often devote two or three classes as an introduction to the law. However, recognizing the importance for students to understand the legal issues they will face in their careers, an increasing number of schools are providing the resources that make the study of law either an elective or mandatory course. Most students are not aware when they begin their studies of the potential legal and ethical issues that will confront them. This book will arm them with the necessary overview of the most common issues and suggestions stemming from medical errors. It is important that we all learn from the mistakes of others, the errors that can occur, and how to prevent them. The patients under our care are at the most vulnerable time of their lives, and we must make every effort to protect them. That requires us to understand what can go wrong and what the consequences of poor judgment and negligent care can lead to. To reduce the number of errors, communications, cooperation, and respect between all professions must be the norm and not the exception. This book is not just about any one profession. It is about the team that provides care and our responsibility to know the effect any team member can have on the patient's outcome. As with any profession, you need to know the rules. If you're driving and decide to run the red light, there are consequences to pay. The caregiver in the OR, for example, who cuts corners by breaking the rules as they relate to identifying correct site surgeries must understand that there are consequences for both the patient and caregiver. Why does 1 + 1 = 2? For the majority of us, we can simply answer that is the rule, the way we have been taught. In the law, we are taught that we have a duty to care, and that if we breach that duty and someone is injured as a result of that breach, there will be a penalty to pay, which could be financial loss, loss of license, and or jail time to be served. Because a defense of ignorance or I didn't know the rules or procedures I should have followed is not an acceptable answer in a courtroom, The caregiver needs to understand the potential consequences of his or her actions in the healthcare setting. This book lays the foundation of understanding one's rights and responsibilities, as well as those towards other professionals, and most importantly, towards the patient.
Thank you. In your experience, what are some of the most common medical errors you've seen consistently repeated?
Bill, actually, medical errors occur from the time of admission to the time of discharge. Medication errors are a leading cause of patient deaths in the United States. This has been well documented in the literature. Hospital-acquired infections are high on the error list because of poor hand hygiene in an unsterile environment. I noted in one well-known hospital where the medical students on a surgical unit went from patient to patient without practicing proper hand hygiene. All four patients were later diagnosed with a staph infection. Patient assessments can often be downplayed. I've seen records where a physician would cross a diagonal line through the H&P form and say unremarkable, not relevant, when in reality, the patient had a variety of comorbidities that needed to be addressed, such as diabetes and heart disease. You know, as the patient moves through the admission process and assessments on to treatment, we find wrong site surgeries, misdiagnoses, failure to recognize changes in a patient's condition, a lack of follow-through on treatment plans that have been developed, and poor or no follow-up discharge instructions. The real culprit that leads to medical errors is often not some complicated medical procedure or legal technicality, but a lack of communications between caregivers, which is a national patient safety goal of the Joint Commission. Communications is a managerial skill, as we all know, Business Management 101, thus the title of this text, Legal Aspects of Healthcare Administration. Errors often occur because of administrative errors. The patient who has a pap smear, for example, that turns out to be positive and she's never notified is an administrative error. It isn't a management error, an administrative detail, but highly important detail that clearly illustrates the importance of effective communications amongst all caregivers.
What changes have you made in the 11th edition to bring the text up to date with current trends in healthcare?
The changes I have made include a thorough review of each chapter as to its applicability to healthcare professionals in today's environment. The text has become more interactive over the years. I've added several new chapters. One is devoted to healthcare ethics, as well as a chapter on employee rights and responsibilities. There are more current cases added to the text. However, it should be noted that the cases reflect the fact that many of the same mistakes continue to reoccur. Only the names have changed. In addition, more emphasis has been placed on making the text more reader-friendly. Every attempt has been made to place it in an engaging format, focusing on those legal and ethical issues that the professional is likely to face during his or her career. I also have the instructor's manual, which provides many unique ways to make the study of the law and ethics a pleasant journey.
And finally, how does your book compare to other textbooks on the subject?
Legal Aspects is comprehensive in scope and is based on numerous experiences and legal case studies. This text takes a more practical view of the law, and every attempt is made to reduce emphasis on theory, which tends to lose the students in the legal ease of the law. My favorite review of the text comes from a lawyer who said that the author has placed 3 years of law school in one text. Knowing that health program students will most likely have only one health law course, the book has evolved into not only a text, but also a reference that will be a welcomed addition to their bookshelves. During my consulting, I have come across several administrators that I had in class thanking me for the comprehensiveness of the text and its applicability in the legal issues they often face. Students, as you know, often say, "Why do I have to study a particular course?" If they grasp the contents of this book, they will begin to see the relevancy and value of all their coursework.
Thank you, Mr. Posar. Those were wonderfully insightful responses. To learn more about this best-selling textbook from Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit go.jblearning.com/posar. That's go.jblearning.com/posar, P-O-Z-G-A-R. Jones and Bartlett Learning is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit www.jblearning.com.